Dinleyin için şu yapıyorum. Doğru görüntü. Eyvallah.
भागवत हजाराय भागवत हजाराय सो आई केम
जगन्नाथ
जगन्नाथ पुरी कृष्ण जगन्नाथ प्रसाद यात्रा करिए इन्विटेशन
हाय बात वार कीजिए
अभी Now, we'll begin construction. Our architect engineer Sanjata was there. He was planning and he was making plans, but unfortunately he passed away in the last 20th hour. So,
what happened?
You are suffered from fever.
Yes, some fever.
High fever. So, you fell unconscious. And the doctor came and got some medicine. The fever was killed. But he gave some high power medicines that affected his brain. And so, he couldn't speak. This collapse is we took him to the hospital that night. Doctor tried first to get some eye and oxygen. He stayed the whole night, but at the daybreak, passed away. Morning, 24 morning, it was a Kadosh day. That day he passed away. Now on that day Bhagavat reached. The very moment Bhagavat reached there, he passed away.
He is after the treatment. Not blind.
Yes.
You make experiment.
Yes.
জগন্নাথের প্রসাদ নিয়ে এসছেন তো
না
Mr. Jolly, what? Mr. Jolly?
भक्ति विकास महायोगी महाराज और भद्रक भद्रक पुरस्कार
বাংলা বলে বাঙালি প্রফুল্ল
বাইরে চলে গেছে
মায়াপুরে
আর একটা মঠের মতো করেছে, অন্যরকম হয়ে আছে। আমার নাম আগে ছিল যুধিষ্ঠির ব্রহ্মচারী, হাজারা রোড, 8 নম্বর হাজারা রোডে যখন ছিলেন, আবার শিক্ষানন্দ প্রভু ইত্যাদি পুরাতন যে ব্রহ্মচারীগণ, সেই সময় আমি সেখানে
ছিলাম।
পর্বত মহলে কতদিন গত হয়েছে?
4 বছর কতদিন ভুগেছে?
প্রায় 3 বছর 4 বছর পর্যন্ত।
ভদ্রক ইজ এ গুড প্লেস ফর প্রিচিং, আই অলসো কাম দেয়ার just on the 1st November there was a festival, that on that day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived there when he was going from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. They observed that festival, so they had invited us to speak on that meeting on that day. Bhagavat and I came, it was a great festival, and we do Nagar Sankirtan in the evening, in the meeting, Bhagavat spoke and then I spoke. This is very nice.
People are coming?
Yes, people are coming. কিতলা কাম ভদ্রক ইকার্স অফ ল্যান্ড ইস কাল্টিভেটেড ল্যান্ড ইট উই ক্যান ম্যানেজ আওয়ার সেলস দেন রিকগনাইজ নাও দ্যাট মহারাজ ইজ গিভিং ইট টু আদার এজেন্টস দে টেক হাফ এন্ড গিভ দ্য হাফ এন্ড নোবডি হ্যাজ দেয়ার টু লুক অ্যাট দ্য রেট If we look at it now personally and take it up ourselves, we should be managed nicely. And there are two cows also. It requires a little modification. We make some constructions there for brahmacharis. There is one DT room, that is Pakka house, and one row of
You can talk at once. You can talk now. You said Ananta Dev and Shyam Sundar Brahmachari. They were dealing with the Pandavas.
So recently Shyam Sundar was root narrator to come to the meeting. Next to Bhagavatam is fire and death. In the proposal that we will start the Yoga Seva there at the Jagannath temple. There is no point, Samandara Sopura, or Dharma Thakari.
Yoga Seva?
Yoga Seva.
What is that?
That means we will purchase a higher place to be. And also we will make a food. And we will be the ration. Rice, dal, sabzi, cooking. And that would be offered to Jagannath Prabhupada. And then they would be satisfied. The negotiation. That what has happened is that we do these things together, thereby they recognize us. And that will be done. We will get permission to enter.
Who will get permission?
There is a committee there, it is Pandas committee, and temple management committee.
But who will be allowed to enter?
That will pass to that committee.
No, but they will allow Western people to enter Jagannath temple?
Yes, they talk to them, they don't talk to them, they talk to them, they talk to them, they allow them to have money.
They want Nirjog Shiva, or they also want money?
Well, yeah. Business permission, negotiation means indirectly they want money. Money.
So if
they take money, then they will give us permission to do negotiation and also thereby to enter into the market.
Oh. So how much money?
What I told you is that to something we are coming today, that we say 36 groups are there, we use all our groups. And administrator is there. You want something, and all groups want something, but come to us again, to us more than
one. One lack of vision. To see Jagannath. But we can see Jagannath in any temple in the world. Why do we have to pay one lakh of rupees? Srila Prabhupada? I'm saying that we don't have to pay one lakh of rupees to see Lord Jagannath in Los Angeles.
Let them pray to Jagannath.
Now what?
And then cure immediately. Or, as soon as possible, I can do it.
If they pray to Lord Jagannath for your cure, immediately.
Or as soon as possible. Then.
First they should do the praying.
That can be in head.
You understand? Prabhupada said that the answer is that first of all they should pray to Krishna that for Prabhupada's cure, pray to Jagannath for Prabhupada's cure immediately for his health. And then when he is physically fit, then he will do the needful. But first of all, by their prayers to Jagannath, they should make him physically fit. Is that right, Shilavana? What did you have to offer, another day for Shamsuna?
He's another day.
Prabhupada said, who is another day?
Another day is the written letter to Shamsuna Brahmachari and
another day is connected with this group.
He's
a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta or Bhaktisiddhanta's disciple's disciple? Directly. Gaurakamanda Maharaj said he is your god brother, Shodhan. There's 36 pandas. You a yoga?
Moment, I'm sick. When I'm well, I shall lose.
Yes, that's a very proper answer. So, in order for you to be able to do something, they should pray to Jagannath. Shrila Prabhupada, Giridhas is here.
Ah. Giridhas?
Yes.
How is your hand?
Oh, I'm better. Improved.
Hmm. What is the news on the path?
Well, they have a very nice program there. They have a nice house with many rooms, and the Nepalese people...
How many rooms?
About 9 big rooms. And they do street sankirtan every day in the main street, and they distribute literature. And the society is not yet registered there, but I went with Prabhu Vishnu to a lawyer, and we've set up the formalities for getting registered. But the government is presently reviewing the law, registration law. So it might take a few weeks before they just accept our case.
On the whole, it is favorable.
On the whole, it's favorable?
Oh, yes. There's a tremendous scope. And the royal family is very powerful. They run the whole country. And of course they're Hindus. So I also went with Prabhu Vishnu to meet one relation of the Queen Mother. And this lady was very enthusiastic about our activities. So I discussed with Prabhu Vishnu the strategy how to approach the royal family. And it's a Hindu state. They don't claim to be secular like in India. So,
hopeful.
Yes, it is hopeful. Then he has one local boy who has joined, Nepali, and he's a very nice boy. And there's just so much field for preaching. There's the royal family, then there's membership for the business community, and then there's sankirtan and book distribution for the general people. And then also there are many hippies there. So we could recruit devotees from amongst them. And
the hippies seem to be still our best customers, Srila Prabhupada. The hippies seem to be still very good customers.
That's because Prabhupada is Petita Pavana. And the temple atmosphere is nice. It's mainly sankirtan. There are no women there, so very good atmosphere. And they have a nice program. They have a love feast program, and many people are coming. I think they can have 200 or 300 people coming very soon. And the people are very simple and good-natured. Everywhere we went, people would chant Hare Krishna.
They recognize the devotees?
Yeah. And they're not envious. And seems that in India many of the people are a little envious of us. But everywhere we went in Nepal, it seemed that the people were very happy to see us.
Have you ever been there, Srila Prabhupada?
Yeah.
Would you like to go sometime?
I know.
Okay. We'll include that on our world parikram.
Actually, the relation of the Queen's mother whom we met, she was also asking about people coming who could give good lectures and, you know, enthuse everyone. So I said that you yourself would probably like to come when you're feeling better. So she was really wild about that idea. I'm sure that they would give you a real white royal welcome.
Mm-hmm. Very good feel, it sounds like, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
What about the language problem?
No. The educated people speak English. In all the schools, they teach English. So all the youngsters speak English in Kathmandu. And then most people in Kathmandu, even if they don't speak English, they speak Hindi. And there are just a few who only speak Nepali. But Prabhupada Vishnu has arranged for the perfection of yoga to be translated into Nepali. So he's just...
It sounds like he's doing very good, Prabhupada Vishnu. Good.
Yeah.
Good man.
He's very good. You know, he's eager to get that in print. Then they'll be able to, you know, distribute literature to everyone without exception.
Srila Prabhupada, do you remember when Prabhupada Vishnu was here, you told him to go with the courage of an Englishman and the heart of a Bengali mother? He remembers those words.
Yes. Yeah.
Courage of an Englishman in the heart of a Bengali mother.
This is the word of a great faith.
Kiriyash's parents took him there, Srila Prabhupada, and they made another offer to him.
Well, no, they my father has increased the fortune. So he was trying to tempt me again. But I wasn't interested. But I think in the end he may give in to Krishna. Because we were in, you know, we were helping Prabhupada Vishnu by giving him dollars. And he would give us rupees. So we were in a shop, and my mother was making a check, which we were going to give, which she was giving to me to give to Prabhupada Vishnu. So the owner of the shop thought that the check was for him, and he started making some objections. So my father said no. In our system, the husband gives to the wife, and the wife gives to the son, and the son gives to Krishna. So everyone laughed.
This try to run in.
I had a very nice dream last night
mm.
in which your divine grace appeared. And you were walking around the premises of the Vrindavan temple, and there was some doll exhibit. So you were saying that they should improve the quality of the exhibits because this is their sadhana. So I felt that you were actually you were telling me that I should improve the quality of my service and that this was my sadhana. But to be, you know, polite, instead of saying it directly, you were pointing out to their service. And then you started to speak very directly and very boldly, and you were saying, you quoted the verse, Amara Jai Guru Hai Krishna Ekdesh, Jari Deke Tariko Ho Krishna Upadesh. And you were saying, this is my order, so you do it for me. And I mean, I felt that you were saying that since it was your order, and we were doing it for you, even though it's very difficult, but it would be successful.
Anyway, there is a beginning in Nepal. I think
when you took prasadam today, did you find a little taste? Not yet. Did you have any avocado?
That's all you did.
You've been thinking about having that for a long time. You've talked about it on and off before. Avocado is said to be very good, nutritious.
And there's the rent of the house?
The rent? It's about 1,200 rupees. But that's less than 1,000 Indian rupees. And it's right on the way to the Pasupatinath temple, which is the biggest temple in Nepal. And
you heard of it, Shilpa?
People go there.
How is it on the way? Directly on this way?
Well, there's a crossroads which all the traffic passes to go to that temple. And our temple is about just a few hundred yards from that crossroads.
We should put a sign on the road.
Yeah.
We have a whole building?
Yes, it's a bungalow.
In the compound?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in the compound they're growing flowers and vegetables.
Wow. How many acres?
Well, it's about half an acre, but whatever land they have there.
Do they have a lease?
I don't know if they have a lease. But the owner of the house is a Vaishnava. And he's very... Actually, his house is next door. And his house is called Vishnu Nivas.
Oh.
And when he built the second house, he wanted it to be used as a temple. And he called it Bhagwan Nivas.
So he's very pleased when he uses it. Huh?
Yeah.
How many members has made there?
Well, he's only made 2 members. I think he's going to get into it a little more. So he doesn't have to be registered to make members. Because the two members he made tax exemption has to be, each case is considered individually. There's no system. But the lawyer and other people I spoke to felt that since it was a Hindu state and since they wanted to encourage such activities, that that they would give us tax exemption. There's even a community of Marwari businessmen. So, Prabhupada had made 1 or 2 members He had made 1 or 2 members by giving me seats from Calcutta, since we're not registered. So I suggested that he should concentrate on the Marwaris for the time being, and he can give receipts from Calcutta. And that would be good practice, because they're the most willing to become members. And then, by the time he got registered, he could start approaching the Nepali business.
How will the Calcutta receipt help?
Well, I don't think...
Wait, can we?
No. He has 7 boys there now, and a few of them
have taken the asylum and living there?
Yes. They have a nice meal in the morning and evening, and then in the day the main activity is they have the chanting party, and around the chanting party they distribute literature.
Very nice beginning. Almost vicious.
But the weather is very cold.
It's not very cold. The climate is very healthful. In fact, 2 devotees were there who were in India for some time, and they felt a little weary. And they both said that they felt that their health and strength had increased.
It's a beautiful city also.
Yeah, it's very peaceful and clean.
Sounds like a good place to take you sometimes, Shilpa, huh?
The air is very, very pure. They hardly have any industry there. And very few motor cars. It's very unspoiled. So the air is clean, and the people are also nice. Until a few years ago, there was no system of compulsory education. So the new ideas, Western ideas, have not come very much there.
Would you like a little soft chanting?
If you haven't passed urine in some time, would you like to try?
Maybe, you know.
I'm sorry?
Maybe, you know.
No need.